Glen FM presents the Glenmidden Chronicles.
Maggie is the owner of a 1973 Austin Allegro, left to her by some far distant relation who obviously has a sense of humour. The car is only fit for the scrapyard, but Maggie is insistent upon keeping it, and furthermore, has talked Dick into giving her lessons. We find them on the first lesson.
Okay, Maggie, now, have you ever driven a car before?
Only the once. Back in Barra, I was a designated driver one night when we all went to the pub for a good old lock-in. I can't remember much about it, though. I was only 6 at the time.
Well, it might come back to you when we get going. First thing is to fasten your seatbelt.
And where would that be?
They should be up here, but I can't see one. Can you?
No. Would this piece of string dangling from the ceiling have anything to do with it?
It might do. Maybe you tie it to that large screw between the seats. Okay. Now, before anything else, you have to remember... Mirror, signal, manoeuvre.
Mirror, signal, manoeuvre. I've got that. So, what now?
Well, you look in your mirror.
Pass me over my bag, then.
What do you want that for?
To get my mirror out, of course. How am I going to look in it if it's in my bag?
No, Maggie. That mirror outside your window.
Oh, right. I've looked.
Now, you signal you're going to turn out, so turn on your indicator.
Indicator? Where would that be then? There's only a driving wheel and some window wipers as far as I can see.
You're going to have to use your hand then. Stick it out of the window.
Hold on, I'll have to open it first. There we are.
Now, you turn the wheel to the right and put your foot on the accelerator pedal and move slowly.
Shouldn't I turn the engine on first?
Off to a good start then. Oh dear, how on earth is this going to finish? I can see a hospital casualty unit being extremely busy in the near future. Anyway, I think she's now on the road and getting the hang of things. Let's go back and find out.
This is a piece of cake. I don't know why I didn't do it earlier.
Maggie, you have to remember to drive on the left. The left side of the road is the right side, not the right.
How can the left be the right? I'm on the right side.
No, you're on the wrong side. The left side is the right side.
And I am telling you I'm on the right side, which is the left side.
No, Maggie. The left side isn't the right side. It's the wrong side. You have to keep to the left.
Now you're confusing me. Now back in Barra, everyone drives in the middle of the road. Isn't that right?
No, Maggie. The right side is the left side. And they only drive in the middle because it is single track. This isn't. So you drive on the right side, which is the left.
Dick, I wish you'd make your mind up. Left or right?
Left side.
Right.
No, left.
Yes, left is right.
Maggie, that's enough for today. I think we'd better get back to the ferry. Turn round here and we'll go back. Maggie, watch out for that hole. Watch out for that man.
What man?
The one you just knocked into that hole.
Maggie, I forbid you to go out again in that death trap with Dick. He's a bundle of nerves. I've had to soak him in a lavender oil bath and feed him with a couple of my Valium. He keeps shouting out, watch out for the man. What's all that about?
Oh, that was just a tiny error of judgment on my part. But if the man's bahookie had been a bit smaller, it wouldn't have got clipped by my bumper. Anyway, he fell in a hole, so he'll be fine.
Maggie, you can't go around knocking people into holes. It isn't part of the driving test.
What test?
You need to sit a test after you've had some lessons in order to get your licence.
No, I didn't know that. I thought you bought the licence from the post office.
Oh, many, many years ago, Maggie. And only if the car had no more than 3 wheels.
Well, surely we can take one off.
Yes. I'm sure it wouldn't make that much difference to this car, but no, you do need to sit a test. You need to know what all the road signs mean and stuff like that.
Well, no, that's not a problem. I can tell what signs mean. I'm not stupid.
Okay, then. I happen to have a highway code book here. Let's see now. What does that sign mean?
The one with the 2 big lumps on it.
That's the one. What does it mean?
Large woman on the road?
Nope.
Female drivers only?
No, Maggie, it means uneven road.
Well, you'd think they wouldn't be so pornographic about it.
Try this one. It's blue with a large P on it.
Toilets?
No, that one is telling you there's a parking area.
Which might have toilets.
This one.
Postbox available?
Postbox available? How on earth did you get that?
Well, it's red, with a big white gash in the middle, just like a postbox.
It means no entry. Oh, Maggie, unless you can learn these, there's no way you're going to pass your test. And you're not getting your hands on my dick again to take you out, so you'd better get someone else to drive round the bend.
I will, and I will pass that stupid test on my grandmother's life. May she rest in peace.
There is nothing more scary than a Maggie who is determined about something. I can see this getting more frightening by the minute. But who is going to be silly enough to go out on the roads with her? You'll have to tune in to the Glen Midden Chronicles next week, same time, same channel, to find out.
You have been listening to the Glen Midden Chronicles, brought to you by Cullen FM. Voices supplied in no particular order by John Wilson, Nick Wakeham, Shona Campbell and John Grundy. The series was devised by John Grundy and written by Nick Wakeham. This has been an Old Mission House production.